Chapter 5. Inside the pillars of an old temple ruin, Phineas, the cleric of Barnabas, was brewing something. Trouble.
In order to catch a dragon, you have to have a dragon,
he muttered, adding some ingredients to a mystic pot of stew.
Shaved scales and ogre nails, blood from a vorpal snail.
He sniffed the bubbling cauldron.
Yuck. I never really did like this part.
He covered his nose with the sleeve of his robes, saying,
anything for High Priestess Selene.
On he went, one more defiling component after another. As the smell and activity of the cauldron became stronger and stronger.
One thing more is all,
he said, wiping the sweat from his head, then wringing his hands. He produced a tiny vial of blood Selene had given him. She told him it was the key ingredient of the spell. He dumped it in, and the entire cauldron lurched, smoked, sparked with gold fire, then bubbled and dimmed.
Acolytes, bring me the prisoner.
He smiled.
It's ready.
Yes. Catching the bait, the yellow-streaked dragon was one step. Luring Nath Dragon was the next. And it would be awfully hard to lure someone with bait when you didn't know where he was. The last he had heard, Nath Dragon had been in the Shale Hills. Many of the clerics had reported this. But that was weeks ago, and Nath Dragon hadn't been heard from since.
Must find him. Must find him soon,
he said. The High Priestess was very clear about that. She wanted results. She had expectations, or she'd have his head. The fact that she'd taken a shine to him was odd, but he knew he had skills the others had not. He figured at some point she must have noticed.
Here you come,
he said, taking a seat on a stone bench. Two acolytes approached, robed from head to toe in dark purple with silver trim. Their heads were bald, and the tattoos on them were very little. They were expendable at this point. They each carried what looked to be a large covered birdcage with them. Bowing, they set it down. Phineas crossed his legs and draped his locked fingers over his knee. The truth was, he wasn't so certain if this would work or not, but he didn't have any other ideas either. Typically, when Nath Dragon entered one of the larger cities, he knew about it immediately. The clerics of Barnabas were thick in those places, and the man was about as discreet in his activities as a weasel in a henhouse. But of late, Nath Dragon had been laying low, and that complicated things. Selene's expectations must be met. He wasn't about to disappoint her. He lifted the cloth cover from the first cage. A man, standing about 1 foot tall, stood inside. Tiny arms crossed over his little chest. He had two wings. Like a hummingbird's, they buzzed on and off behind him. He was a Pixlin, rare, and almost impossible to catch, unless you had honey from the trees where the stump giant sat.
The time has come to earn your freedom, little Pixlin.
It turned away.
Oh, come now. It won't be so bad,
Phineas said, digging a large spoon into the bubbling cauldron.
Besides, failure to carry out my order will result in certain death.
The Pixlin shrugged. He was a handsome and obstinate little thing whose eyes glowed with a faint blue fire. Phineas snorted as he approached, holding the spoon of bubbling goo up to the bars. The Pixlin held his nose.
Oh, I suggest you reconsider,
Phineas said, nodding to the other acolyte.
Especially since it's not you I'm threatening.
The man removed the cloth from the other cage.
It's her.
The Pixlin man let out a tiny cry of alarm. A beautiful Pixlin woman, with radiant pink eyes and bee's wings, shivered inside her cage. The Pixlin man's hummingbird wings made an angry buzz as he zipped back and forth in his cage, slamming into one barred side and then the other. Phineas laughed. He loved seeing good creatures suffer, and it was especially salivating when it was the suffering of one loved one for another.
Settle down now, Pixelin. All you have to do is seek, find, and report. Of course, what you'll be searching for could be anywhere in all of Nalzambor. Now, take a sip. A big one that will fill your little gut, and on your way you shall go.
The tiny little woman rose up in her cage, her squeaky little voice objecting in a language only the pixie kind could speak. Both their tiny little hands grabbed the bars as they faced each other. Tears went down the little woman's cheeks.
How adorable,
Phineas said.
Now drink.
He banged the cage with his hand.
Or I'll kill you both right now.
Dejected, the little Pixelin man grabbed the spoon, gulped it down, and wiped his mouth.
Good, good, good. That will make you strong and help you find Nath Dragon's trail.
He opened the birdcage door.
Go now, go. The longer it takes, the less likely she lives.
The Pixelin grabbed her tiny hands on the bars, kissed them each, and with the speed of an arrow, disappeared. As the tiny woman sobbed in her prison, Phineas tossed one of his men an empty vial and said,
"Get me those tears!"